Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Today we start a new chapter, Babu Tahrimi Sabbil Muslimi Bi Ghairi Haqqin, the chapter on the prohibition of unjustly abusing a Muslim verbally abusing, swearing a person, using incorrect swear words, abusive words on a person. We find that every Muslim, every person is valuable, everyone has respect, and this continuing with the chapter of taking care of one's tongue, from amongst the factors to consider when taking care of one's tongue is how we use words against the next person. Are we using words of respect, of kindness, of love, or are we using words of disrespect and abuse? So these ayat of the Quran and these ahadith that Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi alayhi has brought has got to do with the harms and the prohibitions of incorrectly using words against another Muslim. قال الله تعالى والذين يؤذون المؤمنين والمؤمنات بغير ما اكتسبوا فقد احتملوا بهتانا وإثما مبينا. Allah Pak says, those who harm the believing men and the believing women for no sin on their part, they didn't do anything, but these people have harmed them, they've caused harm to somebody, they did no wrong. Now what is the consequences? These people who have caused the harm will bear the burden of slander and manifest sin. So this is not a small thing, it's a serious thing. The person hasn't caused you harm. Islam is such a perfect and beautiful religion. If a person has to take some type of revenge, then he's only allowed to take up till that amount that person has harmed you, not beyond that. But as we'll go and we see, that the better thing to do is to forgive and to make sabr. That is the best. But if a person has to, then it will be up to the amount that this person has harmed him, not one inch beyond that. عن ابن مسعود رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم سباب المسلم فسوق وقتاله كفر. ابن مسعود رضي الله عنه narrated رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said that verbally abusing a Muslim is a sin and killing him is disbelief. That to verbally abuse him, this is a guna, it's a sin, and to kill, to murder someone, this is kufr. Now what is meant by this? Ulama give three explanations. What is meant by murder is kufr. One is that kufr in the meaning of disappreciation. A person is inappreciative. Allah Pak has given him so many ni'mat. Allah Pak has been so kind on him. Allah has made him a Muslim. Allah Pak has given him iman and made him in the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Despite this, this person is so ungrateful, he goes and he commits murder. So that's the first explanation, that he is not appreciative of the ni'mat that Allah Pak has given him. The second explanation ulama give is like how kufr is something that is completely prohibited, similarly is killing someone also prohibited. So they are similar in that sense that both are completely prohibited. One is kufr, person gets involved in kufr, and also getting involved in murder. This is the second explanation, what is meant by qitaluhu kufrun, murder is kufr. The third explanation is where a person regards it as permissible. He makes istihlal, he regards it as halal, it is okay for me to murder. Now this person has committed the act of kufr, and now this now is leads a person to kufr. So this is such a serious thing, to just commit murder and think nothing of it. Today we can see far and wide how common murder has become, and people think nothing of it. So here Islam is teaching us such a beautiful thing, that if a person is involved in this and understand that this is actually kufr if he's taking it to be halal, or it's like dislike, like kufr, like how kufr is disliked, or in the meaning of inappreciative, that Allah Pak has given you so many ni'mat and you have killed and have murdered someone. Under this, the Shura has explained that when a person has murdered somebody, then he has killed one ummati of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He has killed somebody who has could have been so much of benefit to the community. He could have been so much of benefit. Maybe at that point you didn't like what this person was doing, or his evil qualities were in front of you, but there was a possibility of him doing so much of good. So all that you have ignored, and you have committed murder, such a serious crime. And Amir Zadi radiallahu anhu anna husami Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yaqul, la yirmi rajulun rajulan bil fisqi awil kufri illa irtaddat alayhi illam yakun sahibuhu kathalik, rawahu al-Bukhari. And Abu Dharr radiallahu anhu narrated, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when a person accuses another of sin or disbelief, it reverts back to him if the accused is not deserving of it. We give this explanation, such a beautiful explanation, that this is like taking that ball and throwing, as the Sheikh Zakaria rahmatullahi explained this, it's like taking that ball now, a rubber ball, bouncy ball, and throwing it against a wall. That wall, that surface is very hard. It doesn't accept that ball. It sends it back flying to the person that has thrown it. It comes back with the same speed. So similarly, if a person, he curses somebody or he accuses somebody of disbelief, that person is not deserving of it. It comes back full speed back to the person that has said it. But if that person is genuinely deserving of it, then it's like a person throwing that ball into beach sand. That ball, that sand now is accepting of it, and the ball doesn't rebound. عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال المتسابان ما قال فعلى البادي منهما حتى يعتدي المظلوم رواه مسلم. And Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when two people verbally abuse one another, two people are in an argument, swearing each other. So now this is what the situation, this hadith is speaking about. When two people are verbally abusing one another, the sin will be upon the one who initiated it. The one that initiated it, the guna will be upon him, unless the wrong one exceeds the bounds. In other words, what had happened was, the person that replied now, example they give in the kitab, that one person swore another person's mother, for example. He swore his mother. So in reply, he swore his mother, father, brother, sister, whole family he swore. So now he exceeded the bound. That person only swore your mother. And you replied and you swore his mother, father, sister, everyone. So now you exceeded the bounds. A person is only allowed to take that level or extent that this person has swore him or has harmed him. So this all comes from the different ayat of the Quran. But the best, as I mentioned, is the best is a person makes sabr. وَلَمَنْ صَبَرَ بَعْدَ ظُلْمِهِ فَأُولَٰئِكَ مَا عَلَيْهِمْ مِنْ سَبِيلٍ. And the other ayat of the Quran, وَالَّذِينَ إِذَا أَصَابَهُمُ الْبَغْيُ هُمْ يَنْتَصِرُونَ وَجِزَاءُ سَيِّئَةٌ سَيِّئَةٍ مِثْلُهَا فَمَنْ عَفَى وَأَصْلَحَ فَأَجْرُهُ عَلَى اللَّهِ. Person all the time should be looking to forgive, to love. And you find that person that has this quality, that despite people swearing him, shouting at him, this person still shows love. After a while, Allah Pak puts such love in that person's heart that swore him, and that person starts regretting him. And why did I swear this person like this? Look at him, he's not even answering me, and despite that he's giving me a smile. Automatic regret will come into this person's heart. If this person is a genuine person, he'll realize that I should never have done it. So this is a winning recipe, that whenever a person is being taunted or he's sworn at, winning recipe is person makes sabr, hold himself back, and he asks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for assistance at that time. Allah Pak will make it such that a lot will be overcome, and he'll even make it such that those people that will swear him before, they'll regret, and they will also start loving him. But this is for that person now, who has got this level of restraint. He restrains himself, especially when it comes to the wife, it comes to the children, it comes to the family members, it comes to the staff. In this time and age, this is one of the best things a person can do, is just hold himself back, restrain, read Durud Sharif, read something that will help him at that time, rather than being very quick in shouting out, screaming out, typing out on the phone. Just hold himself back. The benefits of it are very far and vast. May Allah Pak give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursalin, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.